Finally this hour, a story of good intentions and less than good outcomes. It's from commentator David Was in Los Angeles, and it's about that very Californian home add-on, a swimming pool.
Last summer, our perpetually confused German Shepherd, Jack, mistook the gentleman who maintained our swimming pool for some kind of dastardly enemy combatant. All of a sudden, the dog who'd happily fielded thrown tennis balls from the laid-back surfer dude mistook him for Chemical Ali. Must have been the jugs of chlorine he was carrying. Loyal Jack sank his pearly whites into the man's wrist and didn't relent until I whacked him with a broom. I drove the formerly nice man to the ER and waited several hours to make sure he was okay. 2 weeks later, he sued us, but good, and we lost our homeowner's insurance after a healthy settlement was reached. Nice doggy. Lesson learned, no more pool man. In an astonishing display of both hubris and cheapness, I decided I'd take on the task myself. The result? When summer rolled around this year, the pool was unfit for anyone but the toxic Avenger to swim in. Not to worry. Armed with YouTube do-it-yourself tutorials, I rented a pump, emptied 10,000 gallons of scummy water into the street, and started scrubbing the plaster walls. I opened up the filter and cleaned a year's worth of compacted green bio-sludge that smelled worse than the devil's outhouse. The tally thus far? I figured I'd save $200 in labor costs and knock 3 years off my life breathing lethal bacterial gases. But hold the speedo, cowboy. Before plunging in, I had to take a sample of the fresh water down to the pool supply shop and have it analyzed. $100 later, I was swirling jugs of something called muriatic acid and chlorine into the cement pond. The follow-up test went no better. I spent another $50 on a sack of conditioner, a gallon of water clarifier, and 2 quarts of algae control. I had turned into a cold-blooded serial killer of single-celled organisms and wasted goodly amounts of time, money, and sanity. The following day, I did what I should have done in the first place. I went to Craigslist and found myself a fastidious 62-year-old Korean man, a former pro baseball player, as it turned out, who scrubbed the tile, vacuumed the leaves, and adjusted the chemicals while his wife busied herself watering the roses and tidying up the garden. For $75 a month, I'll look forward to seeing the Kim family every Wednesday at 10 a.m.
Commentator David Was is a musician. He reclines poolside in Los Angeles. Our program is directed by Jonathan Baer, edited by Allison McAdam and Franklin Cater, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson. At News Operations, Sharon Thomas, Jim Lesher, Marcia Morgan, Tom Woodward, John Guardo, Sam Greenspan, and Angie Hamilton Lowe.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.